The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Sunday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Palm Sunday, also known as Passion Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1, and Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Today, we begin the most sacred week of the Christian calendar. We hear Isaiah's servant song proclaim to us, "The servant represents the sufferings of the exiled community of ancient Israel in Babylon. In the midst of their suffering, the servant speaks a word of hope to the community. The Lord is my help, therefore I am not disgraced." In Mark's account of the Passion, which we'll hear in just a bit, Jesus' last words from the cross are the opening words of Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was identifying himself with the suffering people of every age. In the midst of all of his suffering, Jesus knew his Father's love. Let us be with Jesus, our brother and Savior, during this Holy Week. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face. I look upon your side, pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart, the words of faith that I speak, the works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The richness of giving. A fantasy of people with property takes no account of the fact that, for the great majority of mankind, life is a struggle. On those grounds, I would see this idea of choosing one's own path in life as a selfish attitude and as a waste of one's vocation. Anyone who thinks he already has it all, so that he can take what he wants and center everything on himself, is depriving himself of giving what he otherwise could. Man is not there to make himself, but to respond to demands made upon him. We all stand in a great arena of history and are dependent on each other. A man ought not, therefore, just to figure out what he would like, but to ask what he can do and how he can help. Then he will see that fulfillment does not lie in comfort, ease, and following one's inclinations, but precisely in allowing demands to be made upon you in taking the harder path. Everything else turns out somehow boring anyway. Only the man who risks the fire, who recognizes a calling within himself, a vocation, an ideal he must satisfy, who takes on real responsibility, will find fulfillment. It is not just in taking, not on the path of comfort, that we become rich, but only in giving.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 4:30 past the hour, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Palm Sunday, March 28, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. by receiving forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation, that is the heart of our process of conversion, we spread forgiveness. Having received forgiveness, we can offer it through attentive dialogue and giving comfort to those experiencing sorrow and pain. We begin the liturgy of Holy Week as we join with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people. The flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
In splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent, Above the rains you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains.
At your threat, they took flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord our God, in splendor and majesty you are clothed, wrapped in light as in a robe.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
From your dwelling you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You made the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The trees of the Lord shall drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains and rabbits hide in the rocks.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor till evening falls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has brought forth bread from the earth and wine to give warmth to men's hearts.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things, great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked exist no more.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, as you made springs and valleys to form streams between mountains, so you made living streams of grace flow from the apostles, that their teachings may bring salvation to all nations. May we have a practical knowledge of their doctrine, be obedient to their commands, obtain remission of sins through their prayers, and finally receive the reward of eternal happiness. Amen.
The Lord looked upon all he had made and saw that it was very good.
When I am lifted up from the earth,
I will draw all people to myself.
From the letter to the Hebrews. Since the law had only a shadow of the good things to come and no real image of them, it was never able to perfect the worshippers by the same sacrifices offered continually year after year. Were matters otherwise, the priests would have stopped offering them, for the worshippers, once cleansed, would have had no sin on their conscience. But through those sacrifices, there came only a yearly recalling of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take sins away. Wherefore, on coming into the world, Jesus said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Holocausts and sin offerings you took no delight in." Then I said, "As is written of me in the book, I have come to do your will, O God." First, he says, "Sacrifices and offerings, holocausts and sin offerings, you neither desired nor delighted in." These are offered according to the prescriptions of the law. Then he says, "I have come to do your will." In other words, he takes away the first covenant to establish the second. By this will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every other priest stands ministering day by day and offering again and again those sacrifices which can never take away sins. But Jesus offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are placed beneath his feet. By one offering, he has forever perfected those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit attests this to us. For after saying, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds," he also says, "Their sins and their transgressions I will remember no more." Once these have been forgiven, there is no further offering for sin. The word of the Lord. Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but you prepared a body for me. Burnt offerings for sin could not please you, so I said,
"Here I am, Lord God, I come to do your will."
The blood of bulls and goats could never take away sins. When Christ came into the world, he said,
"Here I am, Lord God, I come to do your will."
from a sermon by St. Andrew of Crete, Bishop. Let us go together to meet Christ on the Mount of Olives. Today, he returns from Bethany and proceeds of his own free will toward his holy and blessed passion to consummate the mystery of our salvation. He who came down from heaven to raise us from the depths of sin, to raise us with himself, we are told in Scripture, above every sovereignty, authority, and power, and every other name that can be named, now comes of his own free will to make his journey to Jerusalem. He comes without pomp or ostentation. As the psalmist says, he will not dispute or raise his voice to make it heard in the streets. He will be meek and humble, and he will make his entry in simplicity. Let us run to accompany him as he hastens towards his passion and imitate those who met him then, not by covering his path with garments and olive branches or palms, but by doing all we can to prostrate ourselves before him by being humble and by trying to live as he would wish. Then we shall be able to receive the word at his coming, and God, whom no limits can contain, will be within us. In his humility, Christ entered the dark regions of our fallen world, and he is glad that he became so humble for our sake, glad that he came and lived among us and shared in our nature in order to raise us up again to himself. And even though we are told that he has now ascended above the highest heavens, the proof surely of his power and Godhead, his love for man will never rest until he has raised our earthbound nature from glory to glory and made it one with his own in heaven. So let us spread before his feet, not garments or soulless olive branches, which delight the eye for a few hours and then wither, but ourselves, clothed in his grace, or rather, clothed completely in him. We who have been baptized into Christ must ourselves be the garments that we spread before him. Now that the crimson stains of our sins have been washed away in the saving waters of baptism, and we have become white as pure wool, let us present the conqueror of death not with mere branches of palms, but with the real rewards of his victory. Let our souls take the place of welcoming branches as we join today in the children's holy song, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." When the people heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem, they went out to meet him. Many spread their cloaks before him, while others took branches from the trees as they cried aloud,
"Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
The crowd that went ahead of him and the crowd that followed after him cried out,
"Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who is an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross. Graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
25 minutes past the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Palm Sunday, March 28th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, is the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said,
"Not during the feast, lest there be a tumult of the people."
While Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. But there were some who said to themselves indignantly,
"Why was the ointment thus wasted? For this ointment might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor."
And they reproached her. But Jesus said,
"Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you will, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burying. And truly, I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her."
Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray Jesus to them. When they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And Judas sought an opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him,
"Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the householder, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I am to eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us."
And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. As they were at table eating, Jesus said,
"Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another,
"Is it I?
Is it I?"
"It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
As they were eating, he took bread and blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them.
"Take, this is my body."
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it.
"This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter said to him,
"Even though they all fall away, I will not."
"Truly, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times.
If I must die with you, I will not deny you.
And they all said the same. They went to a place which was called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples,
sit here while I pray.
And he took with him Peter and James and John and began to be greatly distressed and troubled.
My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch.
And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him.
Abba, Father, all things are possible to thee. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what thou wilt.
And he came and found them sleeping. He said to Peter,
Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy. They did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them,
are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign.
The one I shall kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard.
And when he came, he went up to Jesus at once.
Master.
And he kissed him. They laid hands on Jesus and seized him. But one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his ear.
Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled.
And they all forsook him and fled. A young man followed him with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away, naked. They led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now, the chief priests and the whole council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, and their witness did not agree. Some stood up and bore false witness against him.
We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.
Yet not even so did their testimony agree. The high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus,
have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?
But Jesus was silent and made no answer.
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?
I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
The high priest tore his garments.
Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?
And they all condemned him as deserving death. Some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him.
Prophesy!
And the guards received him with blows. As Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the maids of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him.
You also were with the Nazarene, Jesus.
But he denied it.
I neither know nor understand what you mean.
And he went out into the gateway. The maid saw him and began again to say to the bystanders,
this man is one of them.
But again he denied it. And after a little while, again the bystanders said to Peter,
certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.
But Peter began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear,
I do not know this man of whom you speak!
Peter remembered.
Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times.
And he broke down and wept. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests with the elders and scribes and the whole council held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him,
are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so.
The chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate again asked him,
have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you.
But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. The crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he was wont to do for them. He answered them,
do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?
For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead.
Then, what shall I do with the man whom you call the king of the Jews?
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Why? What evil has he done?
But they shouted all the more,
crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
So, Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion. They clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him.
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him, and they knelt down in homage to him. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. As they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. And divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, the King of the Jews. With him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads.
Aha! You!
who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Save yourself and come down from the cross.
So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes.
He saved others. He cannot save himself.
Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe.
Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,
which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of the bystanders hearing it said,
Behold, he is calling Elijah.
One ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink.
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down.
And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he thus breathed his last, he said,
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking Jesus down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where he was laid.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the relevant radio app. We continue praying now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning is now. And will be forever. Amen.
Oh,
great crowd that had gathered for the feast cried out to the Lord, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
The great crowd that had gathered for the feast cried out to the Lord, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let the sons of Israel say, "His love endures forever." Let the sons of Aaron say, "His love endures forever." Let those who fear the Lord say, "His love endures forever."
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I was hard pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God. I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now.
And will be forever. Amen. Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exaltation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
The great crowd that had gathered for the feast cried out to the Lord, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
God grant that with the angels and the children we may be faithful and sing with them to the conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest.
God grant that with the angels and the children we may be faithful and sing with them to the conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
and blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God grant that with the angels and the children we may be faithful, and sing with them to the conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. A reading from the book of Zechariah. Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just Savior he is, meek, and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
From every tribe and tongue and people and nation,
you brought us back to God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
By your own blood, Lord, you brought us back to God.
With palms, let us welcome the Lord as he comes. With songs and hymns, let us run to meet him as we offer him our joyful worship and sing. Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With palms, let us welcome the Lord as he comes. With songs and hymns, let us run to meet him, as we offer him our joyful worship and sing. Blessed be the Lord.
As Christ entered Jerusalem, he was greeted as King and Messiah. Let us adore him and joyfully praise.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to you, Son of David, King of the angels.
Hosanna to you, Victor over death and the powers of darkness.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer and so enter into your glory.
Lead your church into the Paschal Feast of Heaven.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
You made your cross the tree of life.
Grant its fruit to those reborn in baptism.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Savior of mankind, you came to save sinners.
Bring into your kingdom all who have faith and hope and love.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
In joyful silence, we remember our own petitions. Let us pray to the Lord.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Let us conclude our prayers with the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, who is an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross. Graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And so Holy Week begins. Be sure to check with your local Catholic parish. Avail yourself of the many spiritual opportunities this week. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out and make it a great and holy day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions, and selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.